Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated gorgeously in God's presence. You're welcome to God's presence. Tonight, I want to attempt to bring our attention to certain things that are paramount to us as believers that have been left in time. There is a reason why you are kept in the earth realm. There is a purpose in the heart of the Father why he had not raptured you or translated you the day you say yes to Jesus. And if that reason is not well articulated in our mind, we might just leave, or we might just align with existence and float with the tide. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9, Jesus began to teach his disciples on a subject that is critical to the end time believer, on the subject of prayer. The disciples have come to that point where they began to wonder the kind of life that their master lived. They watched him dish out many sermons, reveal mysteries, utter dark sentences, discomfited the intelligence of the Pharisees and the doctors of the law. They saw him do strange things that is not given to mortals. And they began to wonder, how come about these things? And wisdom began to minister to them. They began to observe his prayer life. And suddenly they came to him and said, Master, teach us to pray. Because we have found out that these things you do, you are only enabled to do them because because you have a secret, and we found out that secret is your interaction with the Father. Teach us to pray. Just like John taught his disciples. And Jesus began to teach them. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, for us to understand the gravity of this utterance, we need to come down and look into this utterance carefully. He said, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It therefore revealed to us that as far as the heavenly realm is concerned, the will of God flow unrestrained. The desires of God flow uncontested. But if God is in charge in his realm, why is it not easy or possible for him to be in charge on the earth? Why does it have to be so important to Jesus that it has to be captured in the articles of his prayer? He said, thy will be done on earth. And I began to probe to know what the will of God actually is. That's what I want to show us tonight. On earth as it is in heaven. If you take a careful look at the pages of scriptures, you will stumble on certain understandings that reveals the architectural design of heaven. Now, to understand the will of God, what is the will of God? The will of God talks about his desires, his wishes, his stance, his opinion, what he wants over a thing, over a people, over a being. So if we begin to study the architectural design of his realm and the modus operandi, we will discover the gravity of this prayer. Why Jesus have to capture it in his prayer. That thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. If you are with me, say amen. In the realm where God dwells, his will is supreme. His dominion is unquestionable. Everything within that atmosphere, every being within that ecosystem exists only to do that which is his bidding. Everything within that realm is created to give expression to a realities in him or dimensions of him. So in the realm where his throne is established, everything vibrates at its frequency. Everything moves according to his design, according to his purpose, according to his yearnings. So when you look at the ranks and files of the angels, you will discover that they have their will, but their will is subject to the ultimate will of him that dwell in the ultimate fire. Certain things that you encounter there are designed to give expression to his realities. So if you stumble into the realm, there are things you will begin to hear, like the utterings of thunder. The thunderings of thunder is a manifestation of a reality in the one that sits upon the throne. That is why when thunder utter his voice, he has capacity to bring forth. Follow me. Don't run. Wait. Kai. Boja Kali. The noise of thunder is a deliberate orchestration of the immortal to reveal a dimension, a reality in him. When you look at the flashings of lightning, it's giving you an utterance that describes the one that sits in darkness, in light that is unapproachable. When you look at the colors, how intelligent and beautifully they are arrayed in the street of Jerusalem. When you take cognizance of the precious stones that are arrayed in their numbers and design, it reveals to you who this immortal is and what kind of excellence and majesty he possesses. So in his realm, whatever you encounter there exists to do the bidding of the King Eternal. So there his dominion is uncontested. His rule is unchallenged. The beings you encounter there, they are created to carry out his pleasure. In the book of Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, the Bible says the 24 elders, they fall before him that sat upon the throne, and they worship him that liveth forever and ever. And they what? And they cast their crown before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and what? For thy pleasure they were created." These beings of glory that probably some of us have encountered, the reason why they exist is to give expression to his will. And all of this is ultimately geared bringing glory and pleasure to him that created all things. So when you begin to probe, you might come into an encounter with a dimension of God that is called knowledge. When you begin to desire to know things and you want to interact with wisdom, a being will come to you called the Spirit of Wisdom. That gate in the spirit is mounted by a personality. Don't be creative. Play what you are playing.
Uno saemo shaino vonelie. Ujina hua elo vonania.
That being is a creature that the intelligence of God fabricated to reveal the dimension of him that is called knowledge. You know, it was in the article of Anna's prayer that we find out that God is a God of knowledge. The Bible describes him as omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresence. Now, the omniscient dimension of him reveals his all-knowing capacity, his all-knowing ability. So in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 3, Hannah began to utter prayers and mysteries were revealed through the articles of his prayers, of her prayers. You see, henceforth, therefore, speak no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For what? The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. This reveals God as omniscient. He knows what you're thinking. He knows the step you want to take. He knows the motive behind what you want to do. This is why the immortal is not easily impressed. This is why it's impossible to impress him. Because that thing you want to do, that you are thinking, oh, is from a genuine heart. Before you started it, he has weighed and tried that rain. And he already know the end. You might come before us and you are pious and sanctimonious and give us a false impression. But not before him. Before him, you stand naked. Because he's a God of knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed. Now, this vote of him is hosted, is embodied by a being called Gabriel. Listen, I'm going somewhere. Please be patient. You will see where I'm going now. Gabriel is the representation of the wisdom and knowledge of the immortal. So he's the one that keeps the secrets of heaven. When he appeared to Zacharias and gave the utterance that was released by the immortal in the court of heaven, Zechariah doubted him. In Luke chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. He said, he revealed his credential to Zechariah. He said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of God. Because you doubt me, he invoked his stature. You will be dumb until these things are fulfilled. Now, anytime you attempt to separate yourself from civilization and to seek after the immortal, the vote you are scratching in the spirit is a gate that is mounted by Gabriel. You are likely to encounter a dimension of him, because in the spirit he was designed to give expression to a dimension of Elohim called the revelation. So that time you are praying and a vision flashed before you, it came from his office. But that's not my emphasis.
Hello. Ali, 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 ho. Ali, 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 ali. Ali, ali, mojo no me.
When you encounter Michael, you will come into the understanding of him that is all powerful. He exists to mirror or reveal the dimension of the strength of I am. The dimension of the El Gibor. So, all of these beings and all of these realities exist in the realm of heaven. And they give expression to the will of him that sits in the ultimate fire. But when we begin to probe, we discover that both visible and invisible things are created by God.
Are you with me? Listen, oh.
Both visible and invisible things are created by God. And when we begin to study heaven, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and in verse 7, verse 3, 2 to 3, Paul begin to reveal to us a mystery. He say, I know a man 14 years ago in Christ, Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. He said, this person was caught into the third heaven. This is what I want to pick there. If by revelation there is a third heaven, it means that there is a first and there is what? The second. We want to do small mathematics. Can we do small mathematics? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. All right. There is a first, there is a second, and there is a third heaven. We can infer from this scripture that heaven exists in three layers. The first, the second, and the third. Now, if the third play host to the throne of God, where is the second? And where is the third? Where is the first? That's what I want to reveal to you. Now, Amelatash, help me, Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible said, wherefore, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. This also reveals the positioning or the trajectory of this plane of existence called heaven. It means heaven is vertically oriented, not horizontally. Do you understand? If it is vertically oriented and not horizontally, it means that the first exists at a plane high, going up. The second exists at a plane going up. And the third exists at a higher plane going up. Is that true? I want us to call the first heaven the plane of manifestation. If we call the first the plane of manifestation, let us call the second the plane of chaos and contentions. And then the third, I want us to call it the plane of harmony. If you read Revelation 22, you will see that the throne of God dwell in the third heaven. That is the dwelling place of God. So if God exists in the third heaven, everything within that ecosystem, that civilization, like we said earlier, exists to give expression to his will, to do his bidding. So everything is in harmony. There is no chaos there. It is not chaotic. So everything vibrates after the order and the intentions and the will of God Almighty. But when you lower downward, you will discover that there is a realm called the preternatural realm. The place that is above the natural. If you go to Revelation chapter 12 verse 7, you will discover that there was a time that contention broke out in this place of harmony, and certain beings needed to be expunged out of heaven. And when they were expunged, some of them landed a place above the head realm. That is the place we call the chaotic, the place of contention. And then after that, we have the first heaven. Now, how do I know this? Somebody is already agitated. Hold on. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 22. It tells us, it says, in whom also, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. 20.
which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right, at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but in the world to come. If you look at this carefully, you will discover that this is a realm that Jesus passed when he was ascending up. Is that true? Now, the Bible says he went far above this plane. This plane is not the earth atmosphere. It's a realm in the spirit. It's a place that play host to beings that are called principalities, powers, dominion, and might. These are ranking princes in darkness. They exist in this plane that we call the realm of chaos and contention. In this realm, there is chaotic situation. There is contention. But in the realm above is a place of peace, tranquility, and harmony. There, the will of God reigns supreme. The sovereignty of God exists unchallenged. But when you come downward, you will come into that ecosystem of chaotic, of chaos rather, and contention. Because there are rebellious spirits that have found their abode in that realm. And because the first heaven, which we call the realm of manifestation, are you with me? Because the first heaven that we call the realm of manifestation is slightly in the earth atmosphere, the earth and man becomes a vital factor between these two realms. Now, God is in a place of peace, tranquility, unperturbed. Man is in the earth. And between the earth where man dwells and the place where God is, there is a plane of existence that is called a plane of chaos and contention. There is a place where demons, princes in darkness have hijacked. And you know what I found out? If anything will come from the realm of harmony to you, it will have to pass through the plane of chaos and contention. So Jesus sat down and taught them. He said, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In heaven, your will reigns supreme and uncontested. But we are on earth. We are creatures bound by time and space. And because we are trapped here, there is a little we can do, because lightly above our realm of existence is the manifestation of chaos and contention. Thy will be done. Now, that is not the scary thing. Did you take note of the categories of being that exist in the realm of chaos and contention? The Bible described them as what? Principalities. As what? Power. As what? Dominion. As what? As might. Now, if you read the book of Mark, chapter 3 and verse 27, Jesus reveals something. He says, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except He will first of all what? Do what? Bind a strong man. And then what? Do you agree that the princes, the powers, the throne, they are strong men? Do you agree with me? I want to teach you something. You that is lazy when it comes to prayer, I want to bring deliverance to you. La feka. Samba ho sanakai. Hula haiki do adane. These are strong men. And Jesus acknowledged them that they are what? Strong men. He said, if a strong man keep his goose, how can he be spoiled? Except he that is what? Stronger than. Imagine you are here traveling, desiring something. And then, in the realm of peace and tranquility, harmony, they thought they have given it to you. But while it was coming, contention rose against it. Chaos rose against it and hijacked it and stole it from you. How do you assess it? If a strong man keep his goose, how can he be spoiled? He said, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This was the story or the case of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. Daniel set his heart to begin to probe into the secrets and the mystery behind the captivity of his people. And from the first day, he decided to chasten himself before the Lord. His answer was release. But it never landed. Because what? The answer was hijacked in the plane called chaos and contention. If he had given up that God have forsaken me and he's not answering my prayers, he would have been lost. And chaos and contention would have kept them in their pocket. And they will remain perpetually lost, perpetually in prison. But he engaged a mystery called consistency. And why he had knocked that door. In the realm of peace and tranquility, they notice that somebody from the other realm is trying to assess their realm and causing trouble. And the immortal got to know. I thought I have said to this young man, they have to release another batch of messengers. And when they were coming, they now discovered that the answer was stolen by chaos and contention. And the prince of war have to be deployed. When he was deployed, that was when that answer. I want to believe that messenger is not a low-ranking angel. It could probably be Gabriel because that was why I was mentioning their name from the beginning. Because he's the angel in charge of knowledge. He was saddled with the responsibility of bringing Daniel up to speed with the things that are happening to his people. But as mighty as he was before God, because it was not his jurisdiction, the prince of Persia captured him and locked him up. And there was nothing he could do. And heaven was not even aware that their messenger had been captured. A man have to trouble heaven from here. He troubled heaven from here until they took note. Oh, he never landed. And the prince of warfare came. And when he arrived, he opened the gate. He started the contention with the prince of Persia. And then this one was caused to fly swiftly. Imagine you are here. I hope as I'm talking, you are not just listening to me. You are imagining yourself. The prayers you have been praying for years. And you are wondering, where did they go? Is God deaf? Is God wicked? Why is this thing not happening? Why is it not coming to me? I came to tell you that probably that blessing that you are looking for, that you are trusting the Lord for, was released many years ago. But it landed in the hand of chaos. And if a strong man keeps his goods, how can he be spoiled? If in a hilo way, if in a horse so yena, itaga holo way, obi atami ogazi sayoni. What I'm trying to say is, in the realm of God, his will find expression without contention. But when you narrow it down to where you and I dwell, his will is antagonized by powers, by princes in darkness, by demons. The reason why everything, see, have you ever contemplated in heaven, for instance, is there anything like mode of transport? Some of you listening to me now, you are troubling God for a car. Why? Because Abuja is sucking your transport. So you need mobility. But if you think about this thing, you will know that in heaven, they don't need a car there. Right? Some of us, airtime is our problem. To call somebody, in heaven, they don't use phone, no GSM. Michael will not call Gabriel. Hey, Gabriel, I for Alpha. Oh boy, load me, I beg. No. It's a speed, it's at the frequency of thought. If I want to meet with Gabriel as I think it, I am with Gabriel. That is because everything is in harmony. And because everything is in harmony, the token, the currency that runs the affairs of heaven is called the glory of God. Everything in that realm is gathered together by the glory of God. So the glory is the currency that they work with. So there is nothing like lack, nothing like oppression, nothing like depression, nothing like hunger. There is nothing, because everything is wired together in harmony, and everything is under the subjection of the ultimate one. So none lack nothing. This is the desire that the Lord have also, or his will also for the earth realm, that his glory will cover the earth as the water do what? Cover the sea, according to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. It is until that dimension of him is revealed on the earth realm, we will not see the kind of operation that heaven operates. The kind of thing that heaven enjoy. So Jesus, looking at the helplessness of man, he taught his disciples. He said, pray in this manner. Father. Jesus saw the helplessness that have plagued man because the glory is cast in the realm of man. He said, thy will be done on earth. The will of the Father is that if you want to move from here to your house now, as you just see your house, you are there. It's his will. The will of the Father is anything you imagine, he say, "Hi, call of faith." That is his will. That we are not limited by anything. We are not bound by time or space or matter. That whatever we want to do, we have capacity to do them. But the currency that we sponsor that reality is a token. A reality of God called his glory. So when Jesus prayed, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, he's also saying that let your glory cover the earth like it is in heaven. If that becomes a reality, most of the things we contend with we will not see it. It will not come up. The will of God for your life is for you to attain the full potential that he has buried on your inside. So many times he releases empowerment, but before those empowerment landed on you, it landed in the hand of chaos and contention. You know, many people don't understand how to trade with burdens. Suddenly you are happy. Everything was rosy, and suddenly anxiety set in. And you didn't know that is a whisper from the spirit realm summoning you to the place of prayer, because chaos and contention have arisen on your case. You don't know. Do you know why Paul said the prayer in Philippians chapter 4? He said, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. He said what? Make your request known unto God. And what? The peace of God that passeth all understanding. With what? It garrison your heart. Now, that is a revelation to show you how you have ascended in the spirit. Listen to me. Have you ever had trouble in your heart so much that when you went into the place of prayer, you are so troubled, and you, as you persist in place of prayer, you discover that after a while, that trouble vanish, and then you burst out with laughter, or you burst out with singing signs of victory. Have you had that experience? Now, let me tell you what happened. There is a contention that have arisen in the spirit, either against you or against someone close to you, but the heaven doesn't want it. And then you have been summoned to deal with it. But words are scarce in my head. Jesus, can I speak in tongues? Hold the heart. Because of chaos and contention, the sign to know that you have broken through in the spirit is not to give expression to anxiety. It says, if anxiety is still there, it means you are still within that second realm, the realm of contention and chaos. Because that is where chaos is sponsored from. If you are going through things right now, it is because you are in that place. There is an allegation, a challenge that have risen against you in that realm. But if you hit the altar and begin to press, that's why I told you heaven is what? Vertically oriented. As you begin to journey, you will hit that realm of chaos and contention. One of the things that will hit your heart is fear, because you have come between before beings that are wicked and immortal. Fear, anxiety will arise in your heart. But as you continue, those days when I was learning the art of prayer, I will be in a hall like this praying alone, and suddenly my eye will see a black bird hovering around there. And the moment my spirit spot it, the things they transmit is what? Fear. And you will be covered with goosebumps all over. The fear is so real, it's like an atmosphere. If you don't have heart, you will jump out, just like many of you jump out. But what I did was, it was a nomad. I will tighten my eyes like this, and then I will increase my volume. Kamaro soteke ulo.
Some of you, you don't know.
As you do that thing, the response is, they might not leave immediately to see how dogged you are. There are many of you that have taken prayer walk, and the moment you landed in your house, you saw a spirit. If you try that thing again, I will come for you. That's the end of your prayer enterprise. They came to threaten you with fear. When I will charge like that, suddenly the birds will disappear. The atmosphere will change. and the Holy Ghost will begin to chant in me. It will come like peace. This is why the Bible says the peace of God that passeth all understanding. With what? With garrison your heart. That time you are experiencing fear, you are in the plane called contention. You are in a place of chaos. But don't stop there. If you stop there, they have won. Press until you are sent to the place of harmony, peace, and tranquility. When you get there, that is when you lay hold. That is when you take full delivery. There are many things you have been praying about. It has been released. Probably it's in the hand of contention. Dark forces that have vowed to make life miserable, they have lay hold on those realities and keep them in their pocket. And Jesus, having this understanding, he said, if a strong man keep his goods, how can he be what? Spoiled. If you read the preceding verses before that verse, you will discover that they accuse Jesus of something, of casting out what? Devils by what? Beelzebub. So Jesus was asking them, a house divided against itself, how can it stand? If Satan cast out Satan, how can his kingdom stand? And then he reveals something. He said, all sin against the Son of Man, against God, will be forgiven. But blasphemy against the Spirit of God will never be forgiven. Jesus told us that the stronger man that will bind a strong man and spoil his goods is who? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I am here. There are things I know that I have secured in God, but it did not land on me. Where did it go? Maybe powers from my lineage arose against it because they saw the light brilliant in the spirit. And they know that if they allow this light to shine, their reign has come. Because the emergence of light is the end of darkness. So they arose and they took advantage of my ignorance and lay hold on it and hid it from me. And then I'm still laboring. Many of us are here. You have seen visions. It's a sign that thing you were trusting God for has been released. But it landed in the hand of chaos. It didn't reach you. Some of us, when we are at the verge of that breakthrough, that is when hell will be let loose. You are so strong, you are so sure that something is about to break forth. Something is about to break forth. It's real, it's tangible. Then suddenly warfare will arise from nowhere. And then you don't know how to handle it. That's when the you in you will emerge. Maybe somebody that is inconsequential came around, say something that punctured the delicate balances of your heart posture, and then you responded in violence. You enter chaos with him and you punctured that which your prayer have gathered. Many of us have, you know, the moment you engage that outburst, that moment the angel came into your house, that's when suddenly your wife developed a sharp tongue. And that is when suddenly you lost patience. You tolerance vanished from your heart. So as she say, useless man, the thing vibrate in your head like hammer. Is it me you are talking to? Whoa! And then the angel withdraw. Hey! This is chaos. I'm not meant to be here. Back to harmony. Yeah.
You were touched by an invisible finger from a prince in darkness to bring you to a place where you align with them to lose that which have been released in your direction. So Jesus stood and he cried in the midst of this multitude. He said, "Who touched me?" There are touches that are not normal. They are not natural. When that touch come upon you, you lose things. Things depart from you. Jesus, this woman came with expectation. In the pool of people, everybody was thronging him. Nobody touched him. People were thronging him. People were rubbing their head. But that touch, those touch were normal touch. But when an abnormal touch came, he knew. And he cried. He said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" Because that touch was a touch of his spirit. When you are touched by a spirit, you will know. Some of us, the flower of our life was blossoming until we received a touch. Who touched you? You were the brightest among your peers, but as time goes on, suddenly you went to a place and you were touched, and now you are like, you are a miniature version of your reality. Who touched you? Who? I watched a video at a wedding. People were dancing, celebrating. The bride was just there dancing, and a witch stood up and dance, came and touched her and rubbed her stomach. If you see the video, you will know this is not a normal touch. They have released barrenness to that one. Who touched me? Kadose kipande katak match ant fine taporete cast. Who at a take me chinde it work. Who rakata? Your life was gathered together and everything was normal until somebody appeared in your life and touched you. Ayanta kasabarakaya, kasabaka sakaya, kasiya kataka sabaya, kasene kasabarakaya, ratase. Inesh. How come you are the only one? When we went to Kano for Pastor Sunday's wedding, the driver driving us told us a story. He showed us a tree. Is it Kano or when I went to Maiduguri? I can't remember. A tree was uprooted by the wind and landed on a woman and her child and killed them. Now, among the millions of people in that region, why is it her and her children and her child that was there at that time? She's a victim of a touch. Listen, there's no coincidence in life. Everything is demonically orchestrated or divinely orchestrated. In the office, they want to send people to the bad location. Everybody is exempted except you. Why? Who touched you? Who touched me? Touch me. Who touched me? For Jesus, it was a touch of faith. It produced result. Because he is a possessor of virtue. For you,
It might be a touch of a demon.
Because you are a carrier of virtue, carrier of life, carrier of possibilities.
So they saw it from afar and they orchestrated a strategy and they touched you. And now you are trying
to bounce back. It looks as if you were never where you were before.
Who touched you? I am a hell, I did your fellow. If you are lying, you are dead. If you are lying, you are more than you are. So I tell you, go away. What for Neta Kyle Mosadiene?
In 1 John chapter 5 and in verse 19, the Bible says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in what? In wickedness.
There is a blanket of wickedness.
The will of God in the realm of harmony is not challenged, is not contested, but on earth it is antagonized by princes in darkness. The will of God for your life is what? Is anything but the ugly experience. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in what? In health. Even as your soul prospereth. That is the will of Jehovah for your life. How come your health, you are battling? Financially, you are battling.
The reason is because there are princes in darkness that want to challenge the will of God over your life. Forces of evil.
I want to make it impossible for the will of God to be achieved in your life. Because when the will of God is revealed concerning you from the realm of harmony, it must pass through the realm of chaos and contention before it lands on you. So the season was open upon you, and the Lord said, it is your time. And suddenly, chaos arose. Issues arose. And here is where you are. But tonight, we are invoking the stronger man. The stronger man. The one that is the stronger man, that can bind the strong man, that whatever is yours that have been taken from you, wherever is located in the spirit, just like Michael was released on account of Daniel's prayer, the Holy Ghost will be unleashed in its full measure for your sake tonight, in the name of Jesus. He said, if a strong man keep his cools, how can he be spoiled? Jesus prayed, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Have you seen your reality in the spirit before? That is who you are in the eyes of God. That's the will of the Father for you. But on earth, you are far from that description. Why? Because here there is chaos and contention. Tonight, we want to ask the will of God to be done on earth concerning you as it is in heaven. Listen, in the spirit you are not sick. Are you aware? In the spirit you are not broke. Are you aware? Before God you are not oppressed.
then why are you having a contrary experience in time? It's a function and a ayatanoska back makasa gayata kasa. Whatever is not your reality in the spirit, that is your current experience, we are invoking the stronger man. Kaya my house. He said, who touched me? I am qualified for that position. I am the most qualified. Yet, chaos and contention will not let me be. When I have been made the head by the Almighty, why am I in oblivion? Who touched me? Whatever, have your name on it. Whatever, have your signature upon it. Your reality that is hidden, stolen from you, hijacked from you, wherever it is, in the plane of contention, in the plane of chaos, tonight we invoke the stronger man. We invoke the stronger man. We invoke the stronger man. That thing that is a source of sleepless night, that have been the reason for anxiety, is no longer a problem with God. God has released it. Probably a demon sat upon it. A demon sat upon it. Tonight, we invoke the stronger man. Abba, Kayat, Keferak, Barakatas, Sabarak, Mehe, Mehedi, Meteteros, Meteterakatila, Borokete, Borokete Soporo, Epetete Peria. What caparate, ikatata, ute, ay. For me, oh, for family, oh, talk. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here. demonic touch. By the blood, be purged out of my life. Demonic harassment. By the power of the Spirit, be broken off my life. Shak Bariateko Kemas Ketekas Kemeresh Zeprenetes Loprentekesos Sopetekari Ilekete Preketo Parakatia Telebrenes Repeteketia Leko Parakatia Paneko Puzese Iteketradia Tiraka Soprenakayash Ja Oflinklet Ayayayaya. Jesus, help them under the power. Listen, I hope you know that when you speak in tongues, your mind is unfruitful. It means you are not the one that is responsible for that utterance. The Bible said they speak in tongues as the Spirit does what? Give them utterance. Now we want to enter the realm of chaos and contention. But we don't know that place where they are. But there is he that knows. The stronger man inside of you, he knows. So when you begin to speak in tongues right now, you are traveling in the spirit by his help to that place. And wherever anything belonging to you is buried, is being helped. He's been hijacked. Para. He knows what to put in your tongue that we give you back. That we give. Oh, somebody take something. Take your birthday. Take your marriage. Take your children. Take your job. Take your breakthrough. Fire. Take back your ministry. Take back your ministry. Yoto, elete kopo kose, kopo, baratia, bariate, speedia, udegegegege. Woyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeyeye
yeah, yeah.
Listen. Quick work of restoration has been achieved tonight. Few people here, about five, you are in ministry, but you lost your sword, you lost your weapon. I saw light broke forth and it alighted upon you. I saw you be energized and invigorated afresh. If you're under the sound of my voice and you are tired because of battle, you have been weakened because of battle, strength is coming upon you. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. I ask for the restoration of weapons. Lost weapons. Lost weapons. Lost weapons. Lost weapons. Restore. 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Touch. 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 Shift. Listen. There's someone here. You were being used by the Lord mightily in the area of healing until you were afflicted. Until you were afflicted. And then it's as if that dimension lost. Got lost rather. Push. Where are you? There is restoration for you. Come, 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 come. Mashallah, Havana, Hasaya. Oh no, so bone. That dimension lost. In fact, you came to see God's servant, trusting God for the gift, for the restoration of the healing anointing. I'm seeing someone like that. You came specifically for encounter service, that God's servant may pray for you, as if it was an instruction from the Lord. Barak Sheke Barak, you are the one. Mashakahata Kasofenesese. I stand in the office of the call, and in the name of Jesus, whatever was stolen from you, whatever was taken forcefully by demons from you, satanic deception stolen from you, your anointing, grace, giftings, Mashe, Kaba, Senak, Lorosono, Robononsa, Hanako. Oh my God. Oh my God. God. Oh my God. I'm seeing somebody. You engage in a midnight prayer for some days, yeah, up to a week, and then you had an encounter and a being threatened you. Since then, your prayer life went down. Join them, join them. Masha baraka sabaka saka lo sheke teke sheke beloto boroko shoke teke. Ay. There is another person here. You gave somebody money. You knew the day you released that money, you knew something left you. Till today, you've not been able to find your finances. Come, come. There is grace here. Marsh. Oh my God. Follow Sanele. O so sonelo echele. O fosse si di tatie noche motoli. O fiale a quale seone. O fiale le io tenaga buseile mole. Ulaite mo sai che mi gite io. Uti amini kaswate nega ye moto sandea. Efi ali aguse sedie. Uwala ye agua sanaga miedi ya ho. Usai le mosai di akwa le ye. Usabe nantu ati anichomon. Somebody lift up your hands. Pray this prayer. Say, Father, every demonic weight on my life, as I pray, let it be lifted now. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. There is a weight lifting. Lifting from weight, 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 weight. The Lord is taking weight, weight, weight. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Bash, dark, mask, cast, cast. Barakas, Toto sec, Mashe, Bashe, 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 Shepere, Lopoto, Tete, Terete, Terete, Tete, Tete, Puzia, Taka, Pulia, Tete, Keti, Bruandiat, Lupeneski.
Jesus Christ, we pray. Somebody has been given a flaming sword in the spirit. Listen. Father, show me. This person receiving this empowerment to bring about deliverance to a generation. Holy Spirit, find that person. 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 It's inside. Ata. Phonos. Kosia. Parash. Poronos. Toria. Tonas. It's a sword of judgment. By your hand, the Lord will command judgment. You will provoke and command deliverance unto Jacob. I see. So, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm seeing somebody decorated in a white cassock, the emblem of a prophet. It's so. It's an ordination of the spirit. Come, Omash. Omash. Listen. Oh my God. You see? Those of you in front, listen to me. Whatever it is that was forcefully taken from you, wherever your realities were buried, hijacked, stolen by the force of the Spirit of the Living God, tonight we provoke permanent intervention. You did good and it was returned to you in bad. Tonight, by the force of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus, we erase that demonic touch. I say we erase that demonic touch. By the blood of Jesus, that satanic touch is washed away. Every dryness that was sent into your hands, dryness, demonic lack, chronic demonic lack that plague you because you are a victim of a satanic touch, tonight we overturn it. And we provoke a new season over you. In the name of Jesus. Kano. Mocho. And the apostle here. The prophet here. The healing evangelist. The teacher of God's word. The pastor that have been caged. Because of affliction. In the name of Jesus, by the sword of the Spirit, I break through. And in the name of Jesus, I secure your deliverance. I command you, come forth by the Spirit. Every grace you have lost, gifting stolen from you, that is no more functioning, by the whole help of the Spirit, receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that He died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.